You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
The relief, in a weird way, of the hanging jaw, the laughter that came from that, is that intended as a release? Is that intended as...
Well, I think we have a special audience here. and it wasn't exactly laughter, you know. It was a really good response, thank you. well, you know, the violence is exhilarating, and then you see what the result of it is. And it's cathartic, and it's kind of repellent, and it's kind of attractive at the same time. And it's that complex combination of things that is part of what takes the movie. There are other scenes in the movie that are similar. For me, directing is very sculptural and tactile and three-dimensional. And I need to touch things, and I need to be able to move the actors and feel them and see them in their costumes and be in the real locations. And to me, storyboarding is much too abstract, and it's too control freakish, and not, to me, not a good way.
And I wanted to give a special thanks for letting us to see some of the deleted famous scenes, like the monkey and stuff like that, and all that.
Well, you know, I've sort of changed my attitude to DVDs. I mean, it's an interesting thing, the whole deleted scene question, for one thing, because my first attitude was, the reason the scene is deleted is because I don't want anybody to see it. So one of those are typically, it's usually deleted because it's either bad for some reason, or
doesn't fit in the movie.
Or it doesn't fit in the movie. And also, there's also a question of protecting the actors in a way. You know, if it's a scene that's bad because somehow the actor didn't work out or you weren't happy with the performance, it's sort of unfair to leave an actor vulnerable to being seen, you know, not as good as maybe in the rest of the movie, for example. That could be the case. But
I just wanted to say thanks for changing your mind.
I did change my mind.
And a lot of stuff. The monkey scene, I guess.
You will see the cat monkey scene. The infamous cat monkey scene from The Fly.
And you did a commentary too, right? I heard you did a commentary track for the movie.
I did do a commentary, and so there's a lot of stuff on this DVD that no one will have seen or heard before, including that documentary, which is really quite good.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.